You're listening to the 273rd edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And I'd like to share with you some thoughts today, not from the sefer we were learning, B'tach B'Shem, because I could not locate the sefer. But in lieu of that, we'll continue with the Chazon Ish's Shita, hopefully next time. But I'd like to share with you from the Gra. And the Gra, as we've mentioned, speaks about Bitachon as the main aspect of everything. Okay, so we're going to look at the Gra, and he also brings here in the notes from the Shari Kedusha, from Reb Chaim Vital. And we're going to have a little bit of Musar and thoughts on how to work on Bitachon, certainly appropriate during the time of Elul. We're in Perek Gimel of Evin Shlema, the third chapter of Itzalikut, it's a collection of teachings from the Gra. It says here, Yevar Inyan Bitachon Istapkus V'chemdas Hamaman Umasa Umatam Emuna. In this chapter, the Gra is going to explain, we're not going to read the entire thing. We're going to read some points from here, but he speaks about the concept of bitachon and being happy with what we have and the desire for money and interacting with others financially in a faithful way, which means being honest in our businesses. Okay, and obviously these things all have to do with each other, because when a person has chemda, a person has desire, right? The Torah tells us, it's one of the Asar Sadibrais, as is pointed out here. When a person has taivus, when he has desires for things that he doesn't have, let's say, he sees somebody else has something, he wants that car, he wants that house, whatever it is. So that comes from a lack of histapkus, a lack of bitachon, a lack of recognition that exactly what I have is exactly what I'm meant to have. Says the Gra, interestingly, bitachon histapkus, having bitachon, having faith in Hashem, and being happy with what one has, these are general principles that are all inclusive of all of the good midos, all of the good character traits. So we need to know that desiring things that we don't have, chemda is, I think, wanting to take somebody else's thing that's his. So these are the opposites of the good midos of bitachon and istapkus. V'ikar ha'kol hu ha'bitachon, says the Gra, the main aspect of everything. The main aspect of everything is bitachon. U'misha mechusar bitachon, someone who lacks bitachon, entar simis kaim v'yada, interesting, that person's Torah does not stay with him. Person doesn't have bitachon, we could think about why this would be true, but you want to have a segula for your Torah to remain with you, for you to remain, perhaps, you could say, spiritual. Bitachon is that protective fence. When I have faith in Hashem, that everything that I have is what I need. When I have faith in Hashem, that everything is good, everything is going to be good. So then, that's something that protects my spirituality. He brings here from Reb Chaim Vital, which I'll read shortly, but I want to read one more section in the Gra. Every single sin, says the Gra, comes from desire. Like Chazal said, which is do not covet, it's the last of the Ten Commandments. So that includes all of the Ten Commandments. Sometimes we see that the first concept includes everything, and sometimes we see the last concept includes everything. And here we see that the last concept, obviously the first concept is, I'm Hashem your God, who took you out of Egypt. I'm intimately involved in your life. That's the first of the Ten Commandments, so that obviously includes everything. I have a personal relationship with Hashem. But the last of them is, don't covet, which I think very much connects to the first commandment. Right? The first dibra is, I'm Hashem, I'm intimately involved in your life. Don't try to get something or don't desire something which somebody else has. They have exactly what's theirs. You have exactly what's yours. V'stapkus shewa hipuch v'yisoid shel kol ha'Torah. Being happy with what I have, recognizing that everything that I have is exactly what I'm meant to have, is the foundation of the whole Torah. Interestingly, the Gra uses words which we've heard from the altar of Navardik, heard many times from my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Per, Zechonah Livracha. What does it mean? What is histapkus? What does it mean? It means that I have absolute faith and I'm not worried about tomorrow. How am I going to pay my bills tomorrow? Am I going to pay? No. Today, am I okay today? Do I have what I need today? Interesting language. What does bitachon look like? It looks like a good heart. A person's heart is light. A person's heart is in a good space. When a person has bitachon, it's supposed to put us into a lighthearted place. Afal pisha over averes chamuris says the Gemara something very interesting. If a person has bitachon and they also do other sins, serious sins, who yaisetayv mimisha mechusar bitachon, it's still much better than somebody who doesn't have bitachon at all. Shal yidei zebol yidei kin avesina, because let's look in the long term. A person has bitachon, so ultimately they're going to stop doing that averus because they realize that they have what they need. That's what bitachon ingrains into a person's heart and recognition and emotions. But if a person doesn't have bitachon, so they're going to end up being jealous of others. They're going to end up hating others. Aval bisha oisik b'toyra gamilz chasadim. And even if a person is learning Torah and he's doing kindnesses, shekol ze'ein ayela lasis l'shem. Says the Gemara, a very heavy thing, very important thing to understand. A person can do kindnesses and a person can learn Torah, but if a person lacks bitachon, so then that person still has ingrained in their heart the midas of kinah, of jealousy, of sinah, of hatred. How can I hate somebody else? Because I think that they have something that I should have. Or I think that they've done something to me that they shouldn't have done. But if I have bitachon, that means that everything that happens to me is from Hashem. If I have bitachon, that means that everything that I have is mine, and everything that they have is theirs. Right? So, the midah of bitachon brings a person to less averus. And the midah of a lack of bitachon, having a lack of faith, so then even if a person does good things, the Torah itself can be destructive for him. The chesed, the kindness that a person does, can also be destructive because it just ends up being something that's being done for my own honor. That's what the Gra says. Okay, so what's interesting here is that clearly the Gra is going in the kav, in the understanding, in the shita of the Shari Kedusha. Shari Kedusha is from Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital talks about bitachon in Chelik Beis Shar Dalid, which I found because it's mentioned here in the notes in the Gra. So, and what's interesting is in the context of it, so there's a whole conversation about sinna, about hatred of others, and kinna, and jealousy of others, and chemda, which is desire for things that are not mine. And the opposite of that, which is bitachon. Okay, so I'd like to read that to you. And I'd like to, I don't know if we have time to see everything here, but we'll start here. We'll kind of skip around. Again, it's in Chelik Beis Shar Dalet. It's in the second section of Shari Kedusha in the fourth gate. Hachemda avatum. He says that desire, wanting something that's not mine, wanting something that somebody else has, that is the highest level of tuma, which means to say it's something that filters down into lower levels. It's something that if I don't get rid of it, it's going to affect, it's going to poison me everywhere. Wanting something that belongs to somebody else will bring me to hate somebody, bring me to be jealous of somebody. It can bring a person to steal and to swear falsely and to even murder. He says the same thing. It's the 10th of the 10 commandments and it corresponds to them all. Or it's as power, it's equal to them all. Ki ena letizbao esher. Guy can be rich. Guy can be rich but unhappy with what he has. Ki ena nachash, shenemer vav nachash over lachmai. Like the nachash, the snake. The snake, so his bread is dust, right? As a result of his kina, as a result of him wanting to, the snake is the primordial Yetzirah. Before the Yetzirah was ingrained into every single one of us, the evil inclination, it was external, and it was externalized onto the snake, onto the Nachash. And the Samech Mem, which is, we don't say the name of that angel, but it's the angel of death, it's the angel of evil, the Satan, the Satan. So he rode upon the Nachash. But that's the nature of the Nachash. It's never enough. I can never have enough. No matter what I have, it's never enough. Sivniva lahoin, ish ra oyin. Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Reb Chaim Vital brings, a person who has a bad eye, which means an eye in taiva means everything is good. I see everything good. When somebody else has something good, I'm happy for them. Nine ra is I'm negative. I feel jealous of them. If somebody else got something good, I didn't even need that thing, but I still, they have something, I should have that. I didn't need it. Nivhal lahoin. He's confounded, even if he has a lot. As King Solomon says, remember Rabbi Sina Zichron Levracha, our sages say, HaTaiva Metzias Adam in Ha'olam. The taiva, the desire of a person, takes a person out of this world. It stops him from learning Torah. It stops him from keeping commandments. Think about it. If I'm busy running after what everybody else has, never happy with what I have. If I'm busy desiring things that, oh, if I see a guy has a Tesla, I gotta have the Tesla. That's a lot of money, especially here in Israel, right? So now I gotta make more money in order to support my habit. Makes less time for Torah learning, makes less time for fulfilling the commandments. Also, there's less money to use to fulfill the commandments. This kind of person denies that everything in my life is divinely ordained. Everything in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is intimately involved in my life, personally.
The
Gemara says in Soita, whoever has got bread in his basket right now, you have enough food in your house right now, in your fridge, there's something to eat. And I'm worried about tomorrow. How am I going to eat tomorrow? That person is lacking in Amuna. Or he says, they have a small level of faith. Interesting.
Well, I've never, ki mi vaz liyam kitanois.
Pasuk says in Zechariah Perkdal, Pasuk Yud, Ki mi baz liyam kitanois. Who's embarrassed for the day of smallness? And the drasha of Chazal is that what causes the righteous that they shouldn't have their full table in the world to come? Meaning, they don't have all the spirituality that they could have gained. It's the lack of emunah that they have.
But
bitachon, there's nothing like it. Okay, so we talked about chemda, sounds pretty negative. We talked a little bit about kina, jealousy, desire, but bitachon is the opposite of that. And bitachon, there's nothing like it in the world.
Gemisha Kosov, pasuk says, "Ashrei kol chayseivoi."
Praiseworthy are all those who trust in Hashem.
Ki mamin sheish ba'olam melaka.
Because this person who trusts in Hashem believes that there is a God in this world. Hashem can, Hashem does take care of each of us individually. And the pasuk says, blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. And this underscores the principle that we've spoken about so many times, which is that I create my own reality. When Hashem created us in a quantum world, where according to the experiment, determines the characteristics of the thing that we're looking at. It's true about light, it's true about particles. Depending on the experiment, it depends how you look at it. That's how it behaves. And it's the same thing in life. Life is quantum. If I look at the world negatively, the world becomes a negative place, and darkness descends. If I'm optimistic, if I'm positive, if I'm bitachin, I believe that what happens to me is good. I believe that Hashem is going to bring me good. Hashem becomes one upon whom I can rely.
You won't be missing your basics. You won't be missing food. Pasuk says, Pasuk we know very well, Ashlecha l'Hashem yo'avcha, v'u'yichal k'lecha. Throw your package onto Hashem and Hashem will sustain you. B'tanai she'i be'emes, v'chaliba b'lishum pikpuk. Says, Ruchaim Vital, you want to know what bitachon looks like? And we've discussed this many times, but it looks like the condition of bitachon is that it be for real. With all of your heart. Without any doubts. No cheshbainus. V'ayin ki b'yayis b'teach b'Hashem, yasek b'tayir v'mitzv b'chaliba b'liyihir klal. Furthermore, what it affords a person, when a person properly trusts in Hashem, is that now all of a sudden, this person can learn Torah. This person can create a Bitachon podcast. This person is not worried, can do it full-heartedly, be involved in Torah, be involved in mitzvahs, serving Hashem. I know that everything is going to be good. I know that everything is good. I know that everything Hashem does, He's taking care of me. I'm not going to be missing anything. And he talks at length, I'm not going to read this part, but he talks at length about desiring tanugim. Tanugim means enjoyments. Enjoyments. What's wrong with a little bit of enjoyment? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about overly being fixated upon this enjoyment, that enjoyment, another enjoyment. It creates problems. It creates problems because a person's focus becomes running after this world. While Mestapik Bachrechi says, Reb Chaim Vital, the opposite of it is what we talked about in the Gro, which is being happy with what I have. Being happy with basics. Why do I have to have so many things? Why do my kids have to have so many toys? Why do there have to be so many sweets? So much sugar, so much ta'anugim. Lamastabi Bechrechi Nikrat Tzadik. A person who's happy with what he has, and it's enough for him to have the basics, that's called a righteous individual. Pasuk says in Mishlei, King Solomon says, the righteous individual eats to satisfy his soul. David Amar, King David said, interestingly, I'm saying we're talking about a king here, who clearly could have anything he wants. Taiv liku unesi, leman elmar chukecho. David HaMelech says it was good when I lived a minimalist life so that I would be able to study your statutes, Hashem. It's hard to learn Torah if I'm overly involved in all the things that my Yetzer Hara, my evil inclination, desires. What does Jacob ask for in his pursuit of spirituality? He just wants the basics. He wants bread to eat, clothes to wear. Pasuk says, in regards to one who wishes to study Torah, so that's Yisachar. Yisachar was a tribe of Limdei Torah, those who would study Torah. They had the basics. He bends over his shoulders to carry the burden. There's a burden. There's an uncomfortability. But the reason I'm reading this is because it's important to know that there are spiritual ideals. We live in a society which glorifies consumerism, glorifies having a lot. You know, a child, you know, in my house on Shabbos, we have Shabbos cereal, which is Cocoa Pebbles or it's some other chocolatey type cereal that's special for Shabbos. But often a child, and this is a child, the three-year-old child, who says, I want a lot. He doesn't even necessarily eat it. He just wants a lot for the sake of having a lot because my sister has a lot. Doesn't matter that the sister's going to eat it and you're not. But that type of immature thinking, immature approach to life, we're still stuck with. And that's the glorification of immaturity is certainly the hallmark of our society. And we need to know that the opposite of it is what spirituality looks like. It's being happy with what I have. It's being in a state of recognition that everything I have is from Hashem. I don't need so much more. What I need more of is spirituality. What I need more of is Torah. What I need more of is mitzvahs. What I need more of is a relationship with Hashem. I need bitachon. I need amuna. I need these things more. And he brings a number of other places where we see that indeed this is the way of the Torah is to live a simpler life. Bottom line, what I would like to bring out from here is what we see in today's lesson about bitachon, in today's reminder, because we know this stuff already, in today's reminder about bitachon. Bitachon is the opposite of desire, the opposite of kinah, of jealousy, the opposite of sinah, hatred. All these midas which we need to uproot from ourselves, we need to look away from them. We need to focus on, remind ourselves, tell ourselves over and over again, exactly what I have is exactly what I need. Exactly what he has is exactly what he needs. Hashem, bless that person. Hashem, give them the brachas of having everything that they need. And give me the brachas of recognizing that I have everything that I need. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.